99.7 DJX, the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast.
Supplying every demand.
On demand.
Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. Kelly, I'm going to need your, like, mom advice here real quick.
I have to mom you already?
Yeah, already. So I have been plagued the past, I'm going to say, day with mosquito bites on my ankles. And it's driving me absolutely mad.
Yeah, no, that's the worst.
So as someone who's probably had to deal with this with your kids, how do you approach, because my daughter, my youngest daughter, I mean, she was like, listen, I've seen some life hacks on this. And I'm taking advice from my 10-year-old. And she's like, all you need to do, you need to just ice it down with some ice or cold compress. Uh-huh. And then she rubbed some lotion on it. And I got to be honest, that worked for a little bit. It worked for a while. It worked for probably a couple hours. And I was like, yes, pain is gone. Yay. Or not the pain, but the itching is gone. Yay.
She's right. She's like, a cool compress can help for a little bit.
Did you just Google that? You didn't know that off the top of your head, did you?
I got it pulled up.
Oh my gosh, Kelly.
But listen, I was,
well, this is good for, I guess, all
I
of us.
I was looking, no. I was looking for a particular product that I had growing up that my mom always put on all of my mosquito bites, and it worked. And it's called Afterbite.
Was it the pink stuff that looks like chalk?
No.
Okay.
It's kind of like, it looks, it's like in a little pen with a little kind of dabber on the front.
And do they still sell it?
Yeah. $3.47 at Walmart.
Oh my gosh, maybe I need to go there after the show.
Yeah, that stuff worked because it was like, it had a little sting, which felt good because it kind of itched, you know? And then that really helped.
And then, not to get too off the topic here, but I feel like my skin type and then my older two daughters, Isabella and Sophia, that we have the same skin type. Like, I gave them my skin type. My youngest daughter, Zoe, got my wife's skin type because Isabella, Sophia, and myself all got eaten alive. And just like from the ankles down. So I don't know if the mosquitoes didn't care anything about our calves, thighs, or upper body, but just like our calves down got eaten up. Whereas my wife and my daughter, my other daughter, nothing. Like they left them alone. So I don't know if it's our skin types or whatever that they're attracted to, but man, I am just been, I woke up this morning and I thought I was over the hump. I thought I was good, man, but I woke up and my ankles were like burning, and my daughter counted the little bites on my ankles, and I have 10 on my right, and I have like 19 or 21, sorry, on my left. Like little, I'm telling you.
Quite a bit.
So, I'm telling you, they ate me.
If you want to go like the more maybe things you have at home, they say, oatmeal, like make an oatmeal paste.
And put it on your skin?
Put it on your skin. That's what they're saying.
Okay.
Spoon some paste on a washcloth. Hold it paste down.
All right.
For about 10 minutes.
Okay.
Crushed ice, they said. Honey.
Okay.
It's got antibacterial and anti-inflammatory properties. Aloe vera. Baking soda.
All right.
Basil vinegar.
Man.
There's a lot of things. Witch hazel, if you happen to have that. Calamine lotion. If you happen to have that.
Oh, is that the pink stuff that I was thinking about?
That's the pink stuff.
Okay.
But I'll tell you, try the Afterbite. That was the thing that I always remembered working like very quickly.
I may have to get some after the show because I look like a freak.
Wow.
I mean, oh my gosh. I'm just in agony. All right. So
is there like a spray you can put like that?
I mean, repels? There's nothing here. I don't know.
Mosquitoes?
I don't know. What do you mean? Yes, there's mosquito spray that you can spray, but I didn't think, I obviously wasn't prepared for.
You should invest in that as well.
The onslaught of the mosquitoes that I ended up getting. So
get yourself some mosquito, anti-mosquito spray, and Afterbite, the itch eraser.
All right. Thank you, Kelly, for Googling all that. And
you know what? I'm here for you.
All right. Thanks. 99.7 DJX. In about an hour, we got Hot Dad 2021, the hookup for you. Big screen TV, air fryer, meats from Preferred Meats, a massage to J. Nicole Salon and Spa could be yours. Get in to win 7, 9, 1, 3, and 5. Daily for that big old Hot Dad prize pack coming up here like in an hour or so. here on DJX. Coming up next, feel good stories. Do those every hour. What are you working on, Kelly?
A local 5-year-old just became one of the youngest business owners in the country.
Gosh.
And I'm not talking about an online store. I'm talking like a brick and mortar store here in town.
I mean, I love these stories, but again, I'm like,
makes you feel like an underachiever.
I could have done so much more as a kindergartner. Instead, I was eating paste. All right. That's coming up next on 99.
Paste down, kid.
Yeah. It's coming up next, 99.7 DJX. All right, let's get to that. Feel good. Do feel goods every single hour throughout the morning. Brought to you by Care Heating and Cooling. Kelly K.
Addison King just opened Addison's Sweet Treats on Brownsboro Road in the Clifton Heights area.
Mm-hmm.
She's 5.
Okay.
Yeah. Her parents own a few restaurants, and she's apparently been paying attention to what it takes to be a boss. LKY did a story on her. You know, one day, Addison's parents, they were driving by when they passed a for sale sign in a shopping plaza. And her dad said, you know what? I want that space, but I don't know what to do with it yet.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when Addison's all like, hey, Dad, I want to open my own store.
Addison loves sweets and always would ask her parents for them. So she had an idea to turn Dad's new space into a treat shop. Addison's Treat Shop.
I love treats.
I love treats.
Wow. I love treats. Wow. I love treats, too.
So she opened a store?
Yeah, she opened a store. She loves sweets. She would always ask her parents for them, and she had an idea to, you know, turn that into Addison's Treat Shop. She's got very specific with what she wanted to sell there. And her dad, you know, makes sure that she's actively involved. She's not just, you know, in name only. She's like, I'm adamant about her, you know, being a major part of that, making sure it's her and not us. And most of her treats are locally sourced. And it's on Brownsboro Road. So we'll tweet out the story and you can go get some sweet treats at Addison Sweet Treats today. How sweet is that?
Look at that.
Yeah.
All right. 5 years old.
Is a business owner.
Like I said, yeah. Hopefully she is also catering to the clientele that is her age. So hopefully she's got some Elmer's paste there. And
we don't recommend that you eat Elmer's paste.
I'm just saying, you know,
despite what you did as a child, Ben Davis, it's not recommended.
What? Like, I'm the only person within the sound of my voice that's ever eaten paste. Come on.
Don't eat paste.
All right. That's a feel good. There every single morning brought to you by Care Heating and Cooling on 99.7 DJX. Kelly, if you were to describe setting the bar, this segment that we do every day, to someone who's never heard it, what would you say?
I would say it's a small little example of what not to do, a little hurdle we are confident you can jump over and still call the day a win.
Yeah, a lot of people set the bar high for them, you know, something to strive for. We set it as an easy goal.
Yeah, just don't do this.
Yeah, yeah. So this could be for the adventure type, yes?
Yes.
If you can manage to make it through the day without going on a solo kayaking trip from California to Hawaii, you're doing okay.
Oh, that sounds kind of dangerous and far.
Yeah, I mean, it's terrifying to me. Now, others may think, wow, the Great Pacific Ocean sounds majestic. To me, it's...
In a kayak?
It sounds terrifying. Yes, in a cruise ship, I think, okay, yeah, sure. Maybe I could do that.
That's different.
But in a little kayak, no. Cyril Deramieu, he's French. Oui, oui.
Is that what he said about the idea? Hey, Al, how about we do this?
So, Cyril, he is the adventure type. He also trained really hard, and he was in good physical condition. You know, all positives here. So, he was going to make this 2,400-mile trip from California to Hawaii in a kayak, in a 23-foot kayak. By himself.
How big are the waves? There's some big waves, right?
Well, so, yeah, once you get out into the ocean and there's nothing for the waves to crash upon, the waves can just kind of get high, you know?
Like 15 feet.
Well, yes, there were waves that reached 15 feet, nearly capsized his kayak. Now,
how did it not capsize him?
Now, Cyril was only about 70 miles off the coast of California.
Oh, wow.
Before S hit the fan.
Uh-huh.
He lost his GPS, which at that point, I'm like, I'm out. I'm out.
No, I'm thinking I'm done. This is how it ends.
Yeah, I know. Like, I lose my GPS. I'm 70 miles offshore. I'm like, I'm done.
This is the end of my story. I'm not going to follow the stars to guide my way. This is not happening.
No. So, lost his GPS. Lost his tracking data to his ground crew.
Oh, wow.
Then the weather just kind of got from bad to worse.
Well, yeah, that is something you cannot predict.
No.
You know, it's especially out there. In the middle of the, wow.
In the middle of the ocean.
Yeah.
So a helicopter had to be dispatched. And
did he have a cell phone? Like, could he still call for help? Say, well, hey, it's getting a little dicey.
He managed to get a hold of his team, and they were able to call the Coast Guard. And so he was about 70 miles west of Santa Cruz, wow. California. Helicopter got to him, lifted him up. Out of his kayak and helped old Cyril Diramu, who was in good condition. No medical concerns there. But
listen, why was he not like have a bigger boat going along with him as a guide? Because it's still an amazing feat if he's able to make it in a kayak 2,400 miles, right? But I mean, just safety first. Like, have a little boat following you, right?
The call of the sea is great. And, uh-huh. and there have been many people who have attempted many times and succeeded, and just tried again to like battle and win against nature's biggest elements like the ocean, mountains, and things like that. But
in a kayak, though.
But this apparently does not deter Cyril. He is still determined to finish his trip. So,
you know what? He's probably like an avid whitewater rafter and was thinking, I could totally take that on.
I could do that.
Same thing in the ocean, right?
I could do that. So, again, maybe this is for the adventure type. Maybe this is a little cautionary tale, or maybe this is just solidifying the fact that you will never, ever, ever try something like this.
I wouldn't.
If you can manage to make it through the day without going in a 23-foot kayak on a solo 2,400-mile trip from California to Hawaii by yourself, you're doing okay.
You know what he's trying to do? He's saving money on airfare, probably.
That's
like,
probably
I want to go to Hawaii.
But dang it, I don't have the cash.
Nope.
To buy
I'll
myself
take a kayak.
A seat on an airplane. All right, that is your Setting the Bar story on 99.7 EJX. Man, I might want to give the Coldplay treatment to the trains at the Louisville Zoo.
Oh, gosh. No.
Yep. I mean, they've been out of service for a little over a year. Had some issues, you know?
Yeah.
But now, Louisville Zoo is bidding farewell to the trains. Selling them. You know?
Oh, dang.
Just too costly to maintain.
I get it.
You know, our buddy Kyle Shepherd over there at the zoo said, we understand the disappointment that this news may cause. Oh, God, you don't understand, Kyle! You don't understand!
Oh, not the train. I think I rode them one time.
Yeah,
And it was fun.
They haven't been used, again, for like 2 years.
Yeah.
But, you know, this is the end of an era. And they're going... Bye-bye.
No farewell voyage or anything like that?
No.
Final trips?
I'm sure there will be something else they'll replace it with that will be equally as enjoyable. But they've decided to move on from that ever since the old roof at the Louisville Mega Cavern collapsed. And that pretty much...
that was a problem.
Yeah, you know, it made it a little bit difficult to have the tracks over that area. So anyways, there you go. A little local news there. Coming up next, feel good story. What are you working on, Kelly?
It's an epic journey. It was documented on TikTok of a pool noodle traveling on Southwest Airlines.
Okay.
A pool noodle's journey captivated the internet.
Feel good. Feel good stories. Do this every hour throughout the morning. Brought to you by Care Heating and Cooling. Kelly K.
So it's an epic journey of a pool noodle. And it's captivated the internet in the best way. So Sydney Fowles took advantage of Southwest Airlines' two-bags fly-free policy in order to win a $20 bet. That started this whole thing.
Okay.
So she was flying from Ohio to Tampa, and she checked in the pool noodle on the flight from Columbus, and she decided to document the whole thing. Why, you may ask?
Why, I ask?
It was a $20 bet as a broke college student who's an education major, just couldn't resist.
Okay.
Plus, she didn't have to pay to check it.
Didn't have to pay to check the pool noodle. Gotcha.
Exactly. Okay. It got a ton of people invested, including Southwest Airlines.
Oh, okay.
Yep, racked up nearly 11 million views, got their attention. They loved it and reached out to give her a Southwest-branded pool noodle in the middle of Tampa International Airport with lots of fanfare. She said the amazing Southwest employees filled the baggage claim area with pool noodles and what? Beach balls to show their appreciation, saying it made their day. People on the tarmac, the guys, you know, working with the luggage and all the things, all were waving pool noodles.
That is wild.
It was crazy.
And
an appropriate ending for something that that epic.
So it was just a bet to see whether or not she could fly with a pool noodle?
Yeah. Check the pool noodle as baggage.
All right.
Yeah. And it was successful.
All right.
And again, you know, you didn't have to pay for it.
Good for her.
She could check her second bag, and that was her second bag.
Okay.
And it was amazing. So, I mean, you have to see the entire saga, the whole video journey. I mean, she's just documenting it. Like, there it goes. It's on the conveyor belt. Bye-bye, pool noodle. And it got to the destination. And sure enough, I mean, the amount of pool noodles in the baggage area and on the tarmac when she got to Tampa International was pretty impressive.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. It's pretty great.
All right.
It's the journey you didn't know you needed to go on this morning.
I didn't know I needed to go on this journey.
You do.
Okay.
We'll tweet it out at Ben and Kelly Show.
All right, there you go. Feel good. Do them every hour throughout the morning here on 99.70JX.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
All right, coming up next. You know, Beth, she gets a friend. I mean, she gets a call from the assessor's office. Now, listen, the assessor's office is not the assessor's office. The assessor's office is actually Robert Hassenpepper.
Oh, okay. I was wondering. I was like, first of all, what does an assessor do?
Yeah, I don't even know. I had to do some research on that. But,
okay.
But your phone tap is on the way.
Well, hold on a minute. I did not agree to this. This was just a survey.
Uh-huh. Well, it's a survey. It's a little bit more than that we're finding out. That's coming up in your phone tap. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. It's amazing to think that space travel is going to be available to just people like you and me. Not just the, you know, the elite. Well, I say that in jest because Jeff Bezos, you may remember his name as being the founder of Amazon. Newly single.
Little store.
Newly single Jeff Bezos. Uh-huh. Yes. Okay. Who decided, you know what? I'm going to make my first space voyage on board the New Shepard, a spacecraft made by his company, by the way, set for July 20th.
Wow.
You see the Earth from space, and it changes you. It changes your relationship with this planet, with humanity. It's one Earth.
Yeah. We get it, Jeff. You're rich, you're a billionaire, and you're going to go to space to meet some space aliens.
Very poetic.
Because he's single now, and he's bringing his brother, and they're going to go find some intergalactic...
I don't think they're going to spend that much time
ladies to impress.
To be able to impress alien ladies.
Here's the thing, though. I feel like the playing field is even in space. Like, aliens are not going to care if you're a billionaire on Earth. Our money has no value to them.
Are we legit talking about dating aliens right now? Is that
well,
what we're talking
I'm just
about?
Saying that Jeff Bezos is newly single, and so maybe he's seen these sci-fi adventure movies like you and I have and knows that there are some hot space creatures out there.
What kind of hot space creatures are you talking about?
Well, I don't know if you've ever seen the Cyclops there on the cartoon show. She's pretty attractive.
The cartoon show. The Cyclops on the cartoon show.
Mm-hmm.
Are you talking about Futurama?
I am.
Oh my God.
I'm just saying.
I'm really just shocked that we go from Jeff Bezos is going to space to dating aliens. I'm not entirely sure how we got from point A to point B, but here we are.
Well, why else is he going to space? He's single.
Just to go to space.
Maybe he's going there to look and...
Because before, just astronauts did that. And now he's super rich. He built his own rocket, I guess. So he's going to go now with his brother.
Yeah,
they're
yeah.
just going to, like, touch space a little bit and then come back. I don't think they're hanging for a while. I don't think they're going to stop by a nearby planet for a drink at a intergalactic bar.
You never know,
Kelly. I
don't
think that's happening.
You never know.
Okay.
I'm telling you what. But I'm saying, if ever there was a playing field that was leveled, it should be space. Because okay. the aliens, they don't care if Jeff Bezos has $1 billion, right?
No.
They just care if he's got swag.
Okay. So, hey, alien ladies, here comes Jeff Bezos. Here's your shot.
Yeah, here's your shot. All right.
All right.
Coming up next, it's a phone tap. And
your brain.
Sorry. Beth is gullible, according to her best friend, Sammy Joe. And
okay.
So Sammy thinks, you know what? This is just too perfect a setup. And
okay. She's a busy stay-at-home mom, right?
Yeah.
That life can be chaotic.
Oh, yeah.
And so your BS indicator may not be on full blast when all the things are going on at home, right?
Especially when Robert Hossett.
Kentucky Anna is getting clowned. Here comes another Ben Davis phone tap on 99.7 DJX.
So we got a message from Sammy Joe. She said, my best friend Beth would be a great person to call with a phone tap. She's a busy stay-at-home mom.
Mm-hmm.
I just think she'd be gullible enough to be one of your victims. What do you think?
Sammy Joe sounds like the type of friend you want to keep at a distance. So Robert Hossenpepper gives Beth a call from the assessor's office.
Okay.
Asked her a bunch of questions about her neighborhood and a possible improvements in it.
Okay.
She's a pretty good sport. And first, in this phone tap.
Hello?
Hi, good morning. Can I speak to Beth, please?
This is Beth.
Good morning, Beth. Robert Hossenpepper here. I'm calling from the assessor's office. How you doing?
I'm fine, thanks. You're from where?
The assessor's office. Things like property taxes, property values, assessments, things like that.
Oh, okay. Well, what can I do for you?
Well, we're doing a little survey of property owners in the city. I wondered if you'd mind answering a few questions.
Okay. I guess so, yeah.
Oh, wonderful. Well, let's see here. Question one. Your street does not currently have public sidewalks. Would you pay an additional property tax to have public sidewalks on your street?
Yeah. Yeah, I guess I would. I mean, that's safer for walking, for kids, stuff like that.
All right. Would you agree to be assessed to install and maintain 3 additional streetlights on your block?
Yeah, that would be nice. More streetlights would be good.
All right. If the city were to construct a playground in your neighborhood, would you be willing to pay an additional assessment for that as well?
I don't know. That's more expensive. It kind of seems like it would be adding up to the other two things.
All right, so you're saying you don't care about kids. Kids are not important.
No, it's just that, I mean, this is probably getting expensive, so I just, you know, I'd want to know what it costs.
Well, it becomes part of your property taxes, Beth. Right now, I have you down for an extra $12 a month for sidewalks, $18 for streetlights, and then, you know, we add in the playground, say, you know, 6 swings, 3 slides, something like that. It's like $7 a swing, maybe $9 a slide per month.
Hold on. I thought this was just a survey.
Well, Beth, you said you'd be willing to be assessed for these things in your neighborhood, didn't you?
Well, wait. Hold on a minute. I did not agree to this. This was just a survey.
Well, there's also been a request from some of your neighbors to widen your street to create like a bike lane.
Hold on. No, I don't know about that. That's a lot.
And a request from one neighbor for a horse lane.
A horse lane? What are you talking about?
Hang on, Beth. Not finished. There's also interest in adding a dog walking lane, too.
Okay, hold on. Just stop. Stop. This is getting nuts. I mean, I like, okay, I'm okay with things like streetlights and stuff like that, but come on, a dog walking lane?
Would you consider adding things to the streetlights?
What are you talking about?
Well, the city would like to mount loudspeakers to the streetlights so that people could hear, like, radio stations playing, you know, wherever they are.
What? What? Are you mean speakers on the streetlights?
Well, yeah. That way when, you know, 99.7 DJX does these phone taps and calls somebody live on the radio,
everyone can listen in. What do you think, Beth?
Wait, oh my. Is that what this is? Oh my God. Radio.
Hey there, Beth. Ben Davis, 99.7 DJX. How are you?
That was crazy. Wait, hold on. Who put you up to this?
It was your friend Sammy Joe. You cannot blame her.
Oh my gosh. No, I blame every single one of you. You guys are crazy. Oh my God.
But honestly, kind of a great idea, is it not?
Right?
Speakers on the light post? Yeah.
That wouldn't get annoying in immediately, would it?
All right, there you go. Beth, you are a great sport.
Dang, that was racking up quite a tab, too.
I know. That is your phone tap on 99.7 DJX.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
So we have been following Tom's storyline for a couple weeks, I want to say.
Yeah, we're invested.
Yeah, spoke to him, and he learned of his wife's infidelity. He also learned that it was over, and she had never approached him about it. However, he learned about it and was racked with, do I talk to her about it? Because things had gotten better for him.
Yeah, he kind of didn't want to rock the boat, and he was kind of thinking, well, maybe I just don't ever tell her that I know.
Yeah. So then
we were all like, you got to tell her.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't have like secrets like that in a marriage. Plus, you need to really figure out what's in her head, why she cheated.
Right.
And if she is truly like done with that and reinvested in your marriage, because you don't want to go down the road and have that happen again.
Yeah, 100%. And then we caught up with him last week and he just said, you know what? I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. I've decided I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it.
Update number two. Did he do it?
So we've got another update from Tom on the way to share next. So we have been following Tom's story for a couple weeks. He had talked to us a couple weeks ago saying,
I recently found out, and she definitely did it, that she's been cheating on me, or did cheat on me, I should say, because it seems like the relationship's over now. And I actually have confirmation of that, at least for now.
Yeah, that his wife had been unfaithful, and things were looking good in his relationship.
Yes, she had ended it with the other person mm-hmm. and had reinvested herself in the marriage.
Yeah, and he was like, man, everything was going better, like my love life and all that stuff. And
I don't really want to make a big deal about it because I don't really want to rock the boat.
Yeah, so, but afterwards, everybody was like, yo, you gotta say something, right?
Yes, we need to clear the air just to make sure that she's not going to go do this again and figure out, like, what made her stray to begin with. Like, is she unhappy with something? You need to air out the issues.
Yeah, and we caught up with him last week, and he was like, you know what? I gotta man up. I gotta address this. And he said he was going to do it this weekend. And so we, you know, reached out to him a couple different times, and he finally got back to us last night. He says, hey, guys, thanks for reaching back out. I was preparing for this weekend to be a tough one, and it was.
Uh-oh.
I think I told you that my friend told me to gather all my evidence and get ready because my wife would get angry and probably deny everything. The weird part was, after all this time and energy I've spent the past couple weeks going over her infidelity in my head and what may or may not happen after I confront her, I just felt exhausted. So, I mean, I get that, you know, mentally exhausted sure. for sure.
All it's right. emotionally taxing, sure.
Yeah. So he goes, so on Saturday, I was going to sit her down and lay out everything I knew and what she did and how that made me feel and prepare for the worst. But this weekend was a really good weekend. She was in a great mood and happy. Oh, gosh.
I am sensing he is veering off the path. I think he's going to abort mission.
He says, as a couple, I felt like we were in a great place. This is what made it so tough. I couldn't do it.
I knew it. I knew it. I knew it.
After all this, I couldn't bring myself to ruin her spirit. I realized that this process of talking to you all and talking to my friend was my way of dealing with it. I told you that I already knew she had ended the affair, and since then, our love life and relationship as a whole had gotten better. I just couldn't upset that. Maybe,
wow.
No, I know. He continues. Maybe she knows I know. Maybe she doesn't. I'm never going to bring it up to her that I know she was unfaithful.
Never?
I'm sure she's been beating herself up over the mistake, and I don't want to reopen the wound when I know I'm fine and would only be doing it to hurt her.
Wow, what a guy.
I know this update probably isn't what you want for your show, but I appreciate everything. Thanks for your help, Tom.
Well, bottom line, we want Tom to be happy.
Yeah.
And it sounds like he is.
Man,
he's super understanding.
That was a 180 from where we left him.
I know.
Like he was saying, like, yo, I am going in and I'm going to do this. I'm going to man up. He was using words like man up and
he's going to put all the cards on the table.
He's going to like lay it all out and do all this. And
but as a person mm-hmm. who despises confrontation, I also understand why he decided to go down that path, especially when they're having a great weekend.
Yeah.
I mean, who wants to ruin that?
Oh, God.
Just to get super uncomfortable and possibly, I don't know, derail the marriage for good.
Yeah, wreck it.
I get it.
Wreck it worse, right.
I don't know if it's the right answer.
Yeah.
Don't have a crystal ball, but it seems to be the right answer for him right now. And I hope it works out. Like, I really hope, truly down deep in my soul, that she does really regret it and that's not going to happen again. And she truly is back all in on their marriage.
Yep. She's back on the Tom train.
Back on the Tom train. Toot, toot.
Toot, toot. Get on board.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, now Katie is thinking Tom's a little naive. She's going to do it again. The fact she thinks she got away with it just opens the door for her to do it again. There is that
perspective.
I understand that. Yep. I see that. Yep. I am choosing to stay in the happy bubble I'm in right now. That everything is
fine. And yeah, you know what?
You never have to talk about it.
All right. Well, hey, you know what? Tom, come back to us. In a couple months, and you
we
know.
Are rooting for you, Tom. We are on board the Tom train.
Yeah, toot, toot, all aboard. All right, thanks, Tom, for the update. Appreciate it.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
All right, coming up, shot for you to win Jonas Brothers tickets. All right?
Left turn. Let's do that.
Yeah, you know, we do that, and then we come around and we reward you with Jonas Brothers tickets. So it's the DJX All Access Summer powered by Limitless, and your opportunity at Jonas Brothers tickets at the Riverbend Music Center in Cincinnati, September 21st, are on the line with a little Joe Bro or Joe Joe, all right? It's a tough, tough game. It is.
Yeah, real difficult.
This is only for the Jonas Brothers purists, all right?
Right. Oh, yeah.
Only absolutely. For the purists.
Yeah, they will. They are the only ones with the radar to be able to detect
that's right.
The Joe Bro sounds.
That's right. So that's coming up here just after 8. The DJX All Access Summer brought to you by Limitless. All summer long, every week, we have new things for you to win. This week, tickets to the Jonas Brothers Riverbend in Cincinnati in September. You can win all this week right around this time. And we're playing a game called Joe Bro or JoJo, okay?
It's magical.
It is
difficult.
It's very difficult.
It's a big hurdle to jump over.
Yes. So everyone say hey to Christina. Christina, good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, so your Jonas Brothers knowledge, is it, if you were to rate it from a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being not very good at all and 10 being I am a president of the Jonas Brothers fan club, what are you?
I'm not going to lie, I'm a 5, but my best friend is a 10, so I'm doing this for her.
Okay, I mean, but is your best friend next to you, with you?
No.
Okay, so little help she's going to be.
Yeah.
It'll be fine, Christina. All right, so here's how it works. I'm going to play you a clip. You just tell me whether it's a clip of the Jonas Brothers or a clip of JoJo Siwa. Okay?
Okay.
Joe Bro or JoJo? You ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. Here we go. Audio clue number 1. Listen closely.
Ah! That is JoJo.
Christina, that is JoJo Siwa. Congratulations.
Wow.
You are one for one.
She's already proving that she's amazing at this.
Yes. All right, Christina, listen closely to your audio clue number two. Joe Bro or Joe Joe?
Hold on.
Joe Bro?
Joe Bro, wow. You say with a question mark, but yes, you are right. Joe Bro is correct.
That was amazing.
All right. Listen closely to your next audio clue, Christina. Is this Joe Bro or Joe Joe?
Ew! On heavy!
What is happening?
Christina, I'm going to need an answer. Oh, did I pot you down? Sorry. Christina, okay. I'm going to need an answer.
JoJo.
JoJo is correct. Oh, my gosh.
Oh,
okay.
Wow. Oh, wow. Okay. Oh, wow.
Okay. This may
be... That's three answers. Are we done? I feel like we should be done. Do you have more?
Well, there's one more, Christina. One more, all right?
Oh, okay.
All right.
All right. If you get this right, you win.
Oh, don't blow it now.
All right. Listen very carefully to this next audio clue. JoJo or Joe Bro?
Okay, that's JoJo.
Yes, you
what
are right.
What is happening to JoJo?
She's, you know, I don't know. She's recording a video, and she's very animated. So
she sounds like she's in distress in all of those situations.
And no, for all the people who think that she may be on the toilet, she is not on the toilet. So
exactly what I was
that is not what's happening. But congratulations, Christina. You got yourself some tickets to the Jonas Brothers in September at Riverbend Music Center. So, congratulations. You did it for your friend, who is a bona fide Joe Bro fan.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Hang on.
She's going to be excited.
Another quick sec for me, okay?
Okay.
Make sure you tell her how you won.
Don't. Let's not. Let's not do that. All right? This is wild. This woman by the name of Courtney Olson. She is a bodybuilder out of Nevada. She recently made it into the Guinness Book of World Records. You know what her skill was?
What was her skill?
Crushing watermelons with her thighs.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Courtney made it into the Guinness World Records for quickly crushing 3 watermelons in 7.5 seconds for the record. Here is the
dang.
Here's the audio. It goes quick.
3, 2, 1.
Okay,
I just hear screaming, but yeah, I bet this is more of a visual thing.
Yeah, we've tweeted it at Ben and Kelly Show, but yeah, so she's sitting on the ground, and there are 3 watermelons next to her, so she starts with one in between her legs, and she just crosses her feet together and, like, crushes the first one, grabs the next one, sticks it in, crushes the second one, does it for the third time. I mean, what is, it's so wild to watch, but yeah.
I mean, those are firm.
Uh-huh.
Watermelons are firm.
Listen.
Aren't they?
Listen, yeah. I know there are people listening that are immediately going someplace in their head with this. But this is quite a feat of strength and skill to be able to do this. And
I mean, now I've seen like the rubber bands where you put that around. You see how many rubber bands it takes to, you know, cut a watermelon in half.
No, this that's is just this woman's thighs.
Yeah.
This is her thighs.
No, that's... Yep. Those are strong.
Impressive. So,
what kind of workout regimen is she on?
At Ben and Kelly Show, congratulations to Courtney Olson, Guinness World Record holder for the quickest time to crush 3 watermelons in between her thighs.
Really?
Coming up next. So admittedly, I don't think I can really weigh in on this group therapy. Where, by the way, if you've got any sort of issue, you can always message us at Ben and Kelly Show or shoot us an email, benandkellyshow@gmail.com, and we'll toss it out to the group, see if we can help you out here. Can you read this, what Kathy wrote us?
Yes. Now, I feel as though you do have lots of women in your house.
Yes, but I don't have the equipment.
No, I understand that. But you could be the role of the coworker, maybe, in telling us if you want to be told about this. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. She writes, hey, Ben and Kelly, can we talk about PMS? Out the gate.
Out the gate.
That's
all
where
right.
we're at.
All right.
It's a little personal. A little about me. I get irrational, horrific, embarrassing PMS and tend to be a complete nightmare for a week and a half.
Mm.
The staff at my old job, I was there for 15 years, knew all about it and would be good sports and just steer well clear of me.
Okay.
I recently started a new job in an office with a fresh bunch of people, and I know that they think I'm being a bit of a lunatic.
Okay.
Should I tell them about it and risk looking like a basket case, or just keep it to myself and keep my head down to ride it out? Thanks so much. Love your show.
Yeah, I mean, I don't have the equipment, so I don't know.
But would you want to know? Let's pretend that you're her coworker. Would you want her to share this information with you so that you're armed with the knowledge and maybe know to steer clear of her for a week and a half every month?
I mean, so I am the type of person that, look, I'm easygoing. You can tell me that. I'll be like, all right, that's cool. But I know that other people may not, they may be like, whoa, I just met you. This is way too personal.
Yes, I feel as though that's the lane I'm in right now.
Mm-hmm.
I don't necessarily think you need to tell them why, you know, be like, I'm just having a bit of a week. So I'm doing my best. I'm on the struggle bus a little bit. Maybe we can use that term. I'm not sure if we need to, because that is like a real personal kind of thing
to
toss out.
Absolutely.
There.
It is.
Like, I've never been vocal about like, this is what's going on in
your
my
time?
Life right now.
Yeah.
So I don't know. We are getting a couple of text messages. If it's 2 weeks before it starts, could be a serious condition called PMDD. Mm-hmm. Ooh, I don't know what that is.
Yeah.
I'm not a doctor. I'm going to have to look that up.
Yeah. Several people are saying, like Kelly on Facebook wrote, I have PMDD. And it sounds like that is what you're experiencing. There are medications that help, so it does not disrupt your life every month. Now, I know that because I have lived with my wife for a long time. Uh-huh. And I know that there are medications that you can go on, but she doesn't like them because it makes her feel worse. It doesn't make her feel worse pain-wise. It makes her feel worse, like, emotionally.
Emotionally.
Right,
yeah.
Right. So
but,
she
does. You know, yeah, this doesn't sound like, you know, a typical experience. So I would absolutely, like, get to the doctor, because it shouldn't, like, disrupt your life that violently. Every single month, I would want to try to get a handle on it. Now, Daniel says, having worked in radio and TV for 10 years, as you guys know, we meet and interact all types of people.
Right.
This wouldn't bother me one bit, but she may want to come up with a different reason for the normal people. LOL.
Yeah. You and I kind of are a little bit different on this.
Yeah.
But I'd love to hear your take on it. 502-571-9970 is group therapy. Group therapy. Kathy writes in asking whether basically she should tell her new employees that she works around, coworkers, that she has embarrassing, and I'm going to quote her, horrific, embarrassing PMS.
And she can be a nightmare for a week and a half.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know what? I am kind of, I don't know, surprised at how many people are jumping to, we're adults here, learn how to deal with it without affecting the people around you.
Okay. Now, Brittany says if she has an episode, just say, sorry, I've got a medical condition that makes me feel off.
Mm.
Not necessarily getting specific
about
what it is. Now, got another text message, though, that this could be PMDD, which is premenstrual dysphoric disorder, which apparently, according to a study, 80% of the women that have this become suicidal during that period. And it's really serious. So it sounds like she needs to, like, get to a doctor and try to get this handled, because it shouldn't encompass your life and take over that violently every month.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Like, I wouldn't want to live like that. I wouldn't want to become a nightmare
not at all.
For a week and a half every single month.
Right.
I wouldn't want to feel like that.
So possibly it's a, hey, let's keep it to ourselves before we get medical help from, like, your OBGYN. Is that what we're saying?
I'd say we get medical help. And, you know, if you're feeling off, just, again, tell them, hey, I'm feeling a little off.
Mm-hmm.
And but I don't think you need to go into specifics with the new coworkers. They don't know you that well yet.
Right.
If you're on the struggle bus trying to handle things, just, you know, be honest about that.
Right. Okay.
But I would get to a doctor ASAP and try to get that under control.
Okay. All right. Well, if you think we missed the mark, or you think you've got an opinion, you can throw it up on the Facebook page at Ben and Kelly Show.
You're the one with the half a semester of pre-med and you're deferring to me.
Yeah. I'm a woman. Listen, I don't have ovaries. I don't know. I don't know the pain of cramps and PMS and stuff like that.
No, you don't, but you do live in a house full of women. You do have some experience being a person around it.
Yes, that I do. Yeah. And a person around both a wife and now two daughters that can be on the same cycle. So that's fun.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's good times.
Good times were had by all. All right. That's group therapy. Harry Styles, 99.7 DJX. In One Direction news, it looks like Liam Payne has broken off the engagement to Maya Henry.
Okay, I didn't know he was engaged.
10 months.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's a bummer.
That is. I don't know if love can survive this, but yeah, Liam.
We still have J-Lo and Ben Affleck to hinge all of our hopes and dreams on. And things, apparently, are going swimmingly. They're telling all their friends they're a couple. She's touring schools in L.A. near his house. That sounds serious. Although, you may be seeing the return of the sad Affleck meme. That is back. Because he was looking a little tired, we'll say.
You know,
on the drive away from her house in the morning.
I can understand that's a full-time job being her girlfriend, or boyfriend. One Direction fans are a little upset that you just glazed over Liam like that, the news of Liam. So
sorry.
He's single.
Okay.
Hey, let's get to a setting the bar story, all right?
Okay.
All right, these are examples of what not to do. And to the state of Florida we go, where if you can manage to make it through the day without getting naked and trashing a couple different restaurants, then you're doing okay.
Why are we doing that naked?
Well, Tina was having a bad day, we'll say.
To say the least.
Yeah, Tina's 53. She is out of the great state of Florida. She, I think, was turned away at one of the restaurants. And so,
So she's hangry.
Yeah, a little bit of hangry, and then started throwing bottles of booze when arresting officers, approached the scene. She was taken to get some medical care and then booked. No word on really how much money in damages she caused, although it's probably in the thousands.
Okay. At what point did we lose the clothing? Like, was she maybe afraid in the mess
now, when
that she might get her clothes dirty?
Yeah, when I say naked, I know we have confirmed that she was topless. I don't know if the bottom stayed on the entire time or if those if she lost those along the way too. But yeah, if you can manage to make it through the day without trashing a couple restaurants, naked.
Uh-huh.
And you're doing okay.
Okay. Well, I feel like I'm pretty confident in like 99.9% of our audience. I mean, obviously, Tina couldn't avoid this fate, but I feel real good about our listeners being able to not do this. I feel good about that.
That's why we do it. Good morning, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. More opportunities for you to get in on Hot Dad coming up at 1, 3, and 5 this afternoon. Tomorrow morning on the show, more opportunities for you to win Jonas Brothers tickets for their concert in Cincinnati in September. Got that 8 o'clock and all week tomorrow here on DJX. Hey, so we got a third update from Tom today.
Yeah, it was unexpected again. Like he told us last time we talked, yes, I'm going to confront my wife about why she cheated and, clear the air, put all the cards on the table, that kind of stuff. And then he went down another path we didn't see coming.
Yeah. And I guess, at this point, after hearing his update, we are just hoping for the best for him.
I really hope. And I love happy endings. Mm-hmm. I'm hoping that they will emerge from this stronger than ever. She may be unaware of his internal struggle he's been going through.
Right.
He appears to have worked it out. I'm hoping for the best.
Yeah. If you missed it, we've got it posted. WDJX.com. Click listen. Or you can follow the original post that we made on Facebook. I think when we were talking about it last week, I updated that post to include the audio of the latest update. So if you've been,
you know what I hope happens? I hope that she just confesses and just clears the air and brings it up.
Yeah.
Because then that's the whole thing is we don't know why she did it to begin with. If she's fully invested in the marriage or if she would do that again.
Right.
I think best case scenario is she feels really, really bad, wants to completely repair it and, you know, start over by coming to him and telling him what she did.
Yep. So
it takes that off of him.
You can read and catch up on everything that we have up at WDJX.com. Click listen, and then the entire show, the entire podcast will be up a little bit later on. Again, same place. But you got anything else, Kelly?
That's it. That's all I can do.
All right. Well, then we will talk to you tomorrow morning.
Okay, bye.
Thanks for listening to the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast.
Can't get enough.
Come back tomorrow for a brand new episode only on 99.7 DJX.